welcome back to 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad, I have some notes from you. I had to ask you about this. We don't talk about this show ahead of time. So here we go. True story. Quote, waiting in line to use the restroom after actor's showcase. Women, eyes watering, damn allergies. I think I'm allergic to something in that room. Me, probably bad actor.
That was actually the same actor showcase I went to. Like, I sat there, like, the one we talked about recently about being there from, like, 8:30 to midnight of horrible acting. I finally got to use the restroom. But, yeah, it was, like, this chick, she was really attractive, too. She, like, she came out of her eyes all watering, and me and my buddy were like, are you all right? I'm allergic to something in that. And I was like, probably bad acting. What's funny was one of the actresses who was in the showcase came out of the bathroom when we said it. So she was like really butthurt when she was walking away. I was like, ooh, my buddy was like, oh no. And I was like, I don't care. She ain't gonna be casting any of my movies anytime soon.
So I got a question about actors showcase, which I forgot to ask last time we talked. Now, do they walk around with headshots?
They do. They actually, after their scene, there's like a mixer afterwards where all the agents and stuff show up.
There's a mixer?
Yeah, it's like a mixer. It's like an industry network.
And so free drinks?
No, not drinks. It's just like everyone introduces each other and like they shake hands and all the actors have their headshots and resumes and all the business people have their, like the producers and stuff, all have business cards and stuff. And like, I don't have a business card, so I have this agent, because I was there for one of my horror movies, and my friend was for his feature, and an agent was trying to like hawk her talent, because some of her talent was in the showcase, and she was asking for my business card, and I was like, I don't have a business card, and she's like, well, professionals have business cards, and I'm like, well, lady, I've been doing this for 14 plus years, and to be honest, I don't carry business cards, because I throw them away, and when I said that, one of her clients who wasn't actually in the showcase but was there repping the company, she's like, oh, I want to work with him, to her agent. And her agent's like, so what do you do? What can I look you for, like look you up? And I was like, well, you would take your cell phone and write my name in Google. And she kind of like rolled her eyes like, no. It's like, oh, yeah, sure. And she Googled my name. And then all of a sudden her facial expression changed. And because like, you Google my name, a lot of things pop up, like all my work, my reviews. Her face changes. She's like, oh, you're trending. And I was like, no way, like sarcastically, because I don't like industry networking stuff because I'm in like blue jeans, a black t-shirt, and a ball cap. I'm like, I don't like these things. I don't like going out networking like that because there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. A lot of people have this perception that these industry mixers and networking is to go to bars, drink a bunch of things, and go to bars and network. It doesn't. If you're an actual professional, you're not going to go to a bar for 3 hours, get drunk off your ass, and network. I'm like, I'm not one of those type of people. Like, the right way to me is social media, like film festivals, even though I hate film festivals sometimes. You meet people at film festivals or screenings and stuff like that. That's the right way to do it. Going to bars and clubs and stuff like that, looking for money, not a cool thing. But on the other part, I'm also invited to a Playboy Mansion, you know, party, and I'm going to try to network to that. So I'm like, so I'm going to go network at a party, air quotes, party, air quotes, for my stuff. But back to this agent, like business cards, she looks me up and the mom of the actress heard this. So the mom makes the actress sit next to me for most of the night, trying to have her talk to me to cast her and stuff. So I'm like, and me and this actress were like, we were talking most of the night and she was really cool. She's 18. She's still young, but still legal though. Legal. I gotta emphasize that she's legal. But she was like, oh, okay. And I was actually going to leave after doing the whole thing. I was on my way out, and she came after me and said, hey, you didn't get my contact information. And, like, she asked for my phone number. Like, well, I don't give out my phone number and stuff. Like, which is completely anti-Hollywood because everyone's always giving their numbers out in emails. I don't do that because I don't like being bugged. Because I have my own clique. I've been doing this long enough where I have my own people I work with. And if you happen to get into my group, I'll cast you, hire you, whatever. And she's like, oh, look me up at social media. So she like added me on all her social medias. And then I was like, okay. She's like, oh, I want to see you add me first. So I add her and I have to show her my phone. I'm adding her. I'm like, see, I'm adding you. She's like, okay, cool. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever. I went home. I Ubered home, which is – but after that, I emailed her, followed up, and she's like, oh, nice meeting you, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, she's been talking to me for a while now that she wants to get cast. Like, of course, you know, actresses do that. But, yeah, it was just like showcases the right way of networking. That's like one of my pet peeves. I just hate when people – it goes back to the saying in L.A. there's a bunch of fakes, flakes, and sharks. There's always someone trying to have their own agendas and ulterior motives. Like, I just don't like that.
Okay. I'm getting you off topic now again, just so you know. I want to go to IMDb ratings. An old wives' tale? You mean nobody cares about them?
IMDb, for some reason, people think agents and casting directors and producers care about IMDb ratings. And there's some agents that are dumbasses that do believe in that, but it's not. Because IMDb ratings don't equal financial value. For example, there's a lot of indie people like, yes, I got 15,000 da-da-da-da metadata, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, that's a cool story, but what have you done? Oh, I'm in VFE something film festival. I'm like, okay, where is that? They're sort of like, people are always like saying you're going to get hired from IMDb, so I hate when people always promote IMDb. It's like, well, social media stars have it. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, yes, okay, these social media stars who are on YouTube and Twitter and all that different stuff, they have a lot of followers. Say so-and-so has 3 million followers, and they get signed by an agency or casting director to go do a movie. They can't translate. A lot of them can't cross over. Like, a lot of them are sucky actors. Like, they can't, like, transfer over. So people always think, like, some IMDb rating is going to totally change their careers. And I'm just like, nah, it's not going to happen. Keep putting good work, build your reputation. Then people will start hiring. I've been doing this for 14-plus years, and I'm finally winning awards now. I'm like, I've never won any awards in my 14-plus years in the business till recently. It doesn't happen overnight. But also another thing that what cracks me up is like independent film community needs like indie streaming. Like, cause that was like one of the big topics where indie films need streaming. Cause everyone talks about like, oh, what about Amazon, Netflix, blah, 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 blah. Like, a lot of people don't understand like Amazon owns IMDb, which goes back to IMDb ratings are BS. Cause people are like, oh, rate my thing on Amazon. It's the same exact thing. Amazon owns IMDb. Which also owns film festivals, which is like there's this application called Without a Box, and film festivals go through that now, like Without a Box or Film Freeway or Festival Phantom or something like that. I can't remember what it's really called. So Without a Box has exclusive rights to all the big festivals such as Sundance, Toronto International, Venice, Berlin, Cannes, all these different big name film festivals. So you have to go through that network to get seen by that. And I just don't think it's a great thing. I've been researching lately because I've been trying to figure ways to distribute my short films, which is kind of weird because short films you don't really make money from. But you can distribute it and get a little something out of it. And I'm like, okay, 4 minutes. I'm not going to charge them a lot. 10 cents probably to download. 10 cents is nothing. But it's like, whatever. But there was a site that I'm actually going to release one of my short films through called Streamlit, which is amazing, amazing thing. It's like a newer company that's really, really good. I think it's you get like 10 cents a stream, which you need a lot of streams to – get money, but hey, at least your work is getting out there, and it's not like Amazon, which just cut 60% of their thing. So they're cutting out a lot of the indie companies out, Amazon, so they could like go boo-boom themselves. And there's another streaming service I don't think you don't get too much money from called No Budge. NoBudge.com is N-O-B-U-D as in dog, G as in George, E as in Edgar.com. This was actually created by someone I know, Kentucker Udley. He's a filmmaker, actor, who was getting a lot of indie films distributed through because he had issues of distribution for his stuff. So he just started like creating distribution outlets for indie filmmakers who were like really like niche, like really like specific audiences. So I recommend those two streaming services. Also, Vimeo On Demand and VHX, which is the same company they own, you could do that as a self-distribution outlet. I think it's like, I think you charge how much you want, but I see a lot of people do like $1.99. So you could charge your thing, which is not bad, but that's a good company to go through. I usually post my stuff. I stay away from like things like YouTube, because you really can't make money no more because they got rid of the whole monetizing system, which is BS, because you get like thousands of views and hours, and it's just like ridiculous. Because like I was a YouTube creator for a few years, and I wasn't making that much money anyways as is. Like, oh, that 10 cents, hoo-hoo, I could buy that cup of soup in the window. But so no one could make anything, which that's what's kind of funny. It's just like, so basically – I would go. I recommend that. For other streaming sites to see good work, I would say my next prediction, because we have Apple coming out soon, where they're coming up their own platform now, sort of like Netflix and Amazon, and they're spending billions of dollars right now for original content, which is a cool outlet. So if you want to make content and sell content, try to go through Apple. I've been trying to tell people to go hit up Apple because they have a lot of money and they're trying to compete with like Netflix and Amazon.
You got 2 minutes. I get 2 minutes. Can I have 2 minutes?
Oh yeah, sure.
Thanks. That's very kind of you. So who have you seen this week, Chad? Because I haven't asked you in weeks. Who have you seen?
Huh? I'm trying to think who I've seen.
And has anybody ever recognized you?
People do recognize me like from like, I don't like, like people I went to like seen at film festivals years ago, like interviews sometimes. It's weird. Like some people do recognize me, but I'm not like a recognizable like star, like that type of thing. I'm no Tim Allen, but people like sit there like, oh, you're that guy. And I'm like, oh, that guy. What guy? Like you're that internet guy. You're that comedian guy or something like that. And I get that a lot.
Has Chad ever signed an 8x10?
Have I? No, I have not.
So nobody's ever – so you're not that big yet that nobody thought I should print for this guy.
I don't sign autographs. No, I have not signed any autographs.
Do you want to?
If I'm successful, sure. I don't care. I'm like people, they like my work. Like,
so
if
some guy came up to you in Starbucks tomorrow for the sake of my argument and said, can you sign this?
Oh, I would most definitely because it's fans because – these people are the ones that are seeing my work game and telling their friends to go see it. So basically my job is to entertain them. So yeah, it's my job to sign. That's what always gets mad when like people try to do, I'm an artist. I don't sign autographs, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, these people pay our checks. So it's our job. We're little dancing monkeys. So we choose the career field. So we got to live with that.
Okay, Dancing Monkey, you're done. Get out.
Hey, thank you for listening. Could you please give us an iTunes review? And also, if you'd like to donate, please do so at our homepage.